Working capital, as we all know, is basically current assets minus current liabilities. So what are current assets? It can be things like stocks, receivables, prepaid expenses, cash received, advances received. And current liabilities will be those which are like unpaid bills, advances received which are there. I'm sorry, in the current asset will be advances given. Here it will be advances received. So primarily when we look at working capital, which is current asset less current liabilities, why is it important for marketing? In one of the earlier chapters, if you remember when we talked about profit center, we said that ultimately there has got to be a return on investment. And when we say return on investment, that investment can be fixed capital, which is a long-term capital, and working capital, which is your short-term capital. So the sales and the marketing people have got to ensure that working capital is kept under control. Now, what does the sales or the marketing people can do? See, one thing which can be there is primarily inventory, how much you are keeping. Because every inventory, please understand, inventory means it is a liquid asset. It's an asset you are holding. And whenever you are holding inventory, then there are a few costs which are associated with it. The first one obviously is the cost of the capital. Because it is blocking funds, so there is an interest cost which is there. Now, apart from this, which is the cost of the funds, stocks also involve a few other costs. Like there is a holding cost. The more stocks you keep, there are expenses. You have to handle them. You have to secure them. There has got to be insurance. There have got to be people to guard them. So that is one part of it. Second, the moment you are holding stocks, there are chances there will be damages. So those have got to be absorbed. There can be shortages, pilferages. Those have to be absorbed. Third one which is there is, if you hold stocks and those stocks have outlived their utility space or a new product has come, they have become date expired, then there is a cost of obsolescence. To one side, we have got this where the inventories mean there is cost. The other side with inventory, there is another feature that in case I have a stock out, that means I run out of stock, then that can lead also to certain costs. Like I may lose out on that particular sale or the gross margin. And the other side which can happen is that there can be an opportunity loss that my customer goes to a competing product and therefore after that, and God forbid he starts liking that particular product, I may lose business for a long time. So one has got to do a lot of balancing here. So when we look at this stock part, the sales and the marketing people, to that extent, that means what happens? You must indent and keep only that stock which is sufficient for your business. You must neither overstock nor you understock. So this becomes very critical. So in working capital, stock becomes one of your most important areas on which the marketing or the salespeople have to do. Now, do you evaluate? So when you have got different territories or different periods of time or different units in a particular space, in a particular category, you try and see how well one is able to manage, like how many days stocks are they keeping? What is the type of turnaround of the stocks which is happening? Are they managing with lesser stock, good business, or they're losing out on business, or is it overstocked? Because sometimes what can happen, in order to ensure that you don't run out of stock, you may unnecessarily load your stocks. Plus you may have inventory mismatch, like supposing there are four depots at which you are working. In one place you discover that the stocks are more, in another it is less. But these are all features which have to be controlled, and in working capital this becomes extremely important. To control these, sometimes there are some ratios which are also used, like, you know, quick asset ratio, current ratio, you try to find out asset test ratio, you try to find out what is the type of liquidity you are having. These are certain things which are used in order to ensure that you are able to control your working capital properly. The other side where again marketing and sales gets involved is that what is the type of credit you are extending in the market. You'll normally find that salespeople always insist that if I can give a little extra credit, I'll be able to sell more. But there is always a danger here. And that danger is that if you give credit in the market, then always understand for credit also there are costs. First, again, as we said in the case of stock, if I extend credit in the market, that receivables or my debtor, that's again is a blockage of funds. And the moment I have blockage of funds, then what is happening is there is a cost of capital which is happening. So that one has got to ensure. The second is that there is a cost of collection. That means whenever you are keeping any outstanding, some amount is spent in how to go and collect. There is a cost of control. By control, what we are saying is that you have got to keep records, you have got to keep adjust them, you have got to evaluate what is the age of that particular outstanding. So that becomes a cost of control. Then of course there is cost of, you know, somebody defaulting. Like I can have bad debts, somebody is not giving me money, or I had said for a certain period I'll have and it is actually extending beyond. So this also becomes a part of your cost. So one has got to be very careful when it comes to taking a stock of outstandings also. Here, the other part which is there is that often what we find that if I have got an outstanding, then in the outstanding, there are two things involved. One is there is this cost of capital, liquidity, my money is blocked. The other is what we call risk. Because every time that I go and give thing, there is a risk. There can be somebody defaulting or some party does not give you, or there is a delinquency. That means you are supposed to pay in a month, goes on extending to 2 months. So here the issue comes is you have got to set up what can be some type of a credit evaluation of any party to whom you are extending credit. And this takes us to how you are going to assess the credit risk, to what extent you can extend credit. So you set out limits, and these limits can be both in terms of amount limit and in terms of time limit. And these controls are extremely necessary and very important. And here, marketing and sales has got to get involved. So primarily when we are looking at this, the working capital, we generally try and keep an assessment because you have got to balance. You cannot go to one extreme. So there has got to be a continuous monitoring. One has got to be alert what is happening in the market. If suddenly you discover that there is a party to whom you have extended credit and the party is defaulting, you have got to bring in certain types of controls to ensure that you have got a financial discipline. What companies often try to do is, you try and find out what is your operating cycle and what is your cash cycle. By operating cycle, what we take is, what is the average amount of time which it takes for, you know, your investment once you have made into purchase, materials, stocks, finished goods, stocks in transit, stocks in storage, outstanding, all this becomes basically your number of days operating cycle. From this, if you deduct the amount of days that you are enjoying a manufacturer's credit, you can come to what is a cash cycle. Now, these are some of the methods by which companies and the heads, they try to control how your working capital is being covered. Recently, or rather for some time, there has also been a practice in Vogue where what we do is, some bank becomes, they term what they call is a collection center. Like what you can say with a Citibank or Canara Bank or someone, you decide that I am going to have a collection center account. That means they will take the check which I am depositing in their account pertaining to some distributor or stockist who is upcountry. And while in a normal course, it may take some time for that cash to come, these people who are operating this collection center account, they will give you a credit depending upon what your terms are, next day or after 2 days. So what happens? Your liquidity starts moving. But of course, there is one thing, that in case there is a default, then they will debit you. So these are some of the methods through which one tries to control the working capital. But please understand that keeping track of the risk involved, the risk factor becomes very important. So before extending credit in a market, one has got to assess the credit worthiness of the party. And in any case, it does not make sense to oversell on credit. Because understand, if you oversell on credit, all that you are doing is you are basically converting your stocks to outstandings. Because ultimately, unless and until there is a flow and the product is moving, it does not make sense to make more sales on credit. Credit can be given actually to a user, but giving credit to an intermediary only converts the stock from your godown, goes and lies in the other godown. So here, but it does not mean that you don't have to, you have to give credit, because depending upon industry norm, what are the trade association things, how is the market conditions, credit is a tool which has got to be used to increase sales. So this is generally what is about working capital.